It is both the best time of the year and the hardest time of the year. The end of the preseason means the 17-week regular season is here. But before that day comes next weekend, each team has had to make some tough decisions. This is the time when every little detail is examined and gut-wrenching decisions need to be made, decisions that impact a team's roster and can alter a player's career. As the calendar shifts to September, it brings with it cutdown time all across the NFL. Not a fun time of the year for players, coaches, and the front office.
It's very difficult because you spend all year bringing in 90 players to compete for your roster. You've seen all these kids, and they were great kids, how they competed through the OTAs, through the mini camps, been with us through training camp, and then you just have to sit down there and make some very difficult decisions to get your best 53 players.
Since April, when the players came back to begin workouts for the 2016 season, evaluations began on roster spots, roles, and the depth chart. Nearly 5 months later, some see the fruit of their labor paying off.
I don't think about numbers. I just think about, hey, what can I do today to better myself? That's how I approach it. Like, if it's meant for you to be at that position or at that spot on that team, then it's going to happen. If it's not, there's other teams out there, and guys got to look at it that way. Like, it's a job interview. Go out there and give it all you got. Don't be the reason if you're not making the team because you didn't give it everything. And sometimes it does come down to numbers, but for me, I don't think I've ever thought about numbers.
The opportunity to wear an NFL jersey on Sunday is something few people in the world can ever experience. So when a player gets this close, only to have their dream broken, it can be tough to overcome. But every season, hundreds of players get cut, and many find a way to bounce back and become big contributors in the league.
It's definitely an overwhelming position to be in, but you can't look at the depth chart. You can't get caught in the numbers game. You just got to do the best you can and, you know, put the best film out that you can put out, and that's all you can control.
I think that that's one thing that keeps me going, you know, thinking about how hard it took me in the back door. I use that, the back door, you know. Everywhere that I've been, I took the back door to get to. I think that keeps me grinding every day, you know, and make me so I don't really take it for granted.
Yeah, you know, you're always fighting. I mean, it doesn't matter what time of the season it is, whether it's in season or preseason, you're always fighting for something. So, you know, every year I come in here, I want to improve on what I did last year, and the only way to do that is to, you know, come out here and grind and show every play that you can play at a high level and, you know, do it every day, day in and day out.
You have to love what you do. You have to love what you do when you between those white lines. And you have to have the talent to play as well. But the one thing the player does control is how hard he works at it, how hard he works at being the best he can be, and how he handles everything. And does he have true passion for what he's doing?
No decision is made without plenty of thought and studying by the front office and coaches. From the off-season workouts to training camp to the preseason games, General Manager Rick Spielman and his staff use every possible moment to evaluate their roster, looking for that perfect combination of talent, potential, and that drive needed to be the best.
We started that from day one when they reported in for our off-season program. And we meet weekly with the coaching staff, discuss each player, how they're progressing on the field, how they're progressing in the weight room, how they're progressing in the meetings, and we start to formulate, you know, a little bit what potentially our 53-man roster could look like, and also the potential practice squad candidates that we'll keep.
The 2016 NFL season is here, but before the games count in the standings, tough choices had to be made all across the NFL. 32 teams looking at the numbers. Knowing these decisions changed the course of a career for 37 players hoping to be on that final roster. Not a fun day, but an important decision that can mean the difference between wins and losses this fall.